Do you ever feel like you want more in your life? Not like you need more stuff, not like you need more of anything really tangible, but that intangible, I need more fulfillment, I need more joy, I need more impact. Well, that's what we talk about today. I share some of my heart and some of my story about the full weight of joy and how you can get and experience the full weight of joy in your everyday life. This is a Facebook Live that I did not too long ago, and I just wanted to share it with you because I think that it's, well, my hope is that it motivates you and helps you see that you're not as far as you think from having the more you desire. And it's time to start acting. It's time to go for it. It's time to step into who God called you to be. So let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, what is the full weight of joy? What is it? And why do I talk about it? And why do I have a podcast called The Full Weight of Joy? I was a few months ago, I changed my podcast from Her Restored Spirit to The Full Weight of Joy. And I talk about it on an episode there, why. But I was talking with a client today, and I just felt inspired to share because this is not just about feeling happy in the moment. This is not just about doing the right things or having it all. To feel the full weight of joy, life is heavy. Whether it's easy or whether it's hard things, whether you're going into trial, our pastor always says that you're either going in a trial, you're in one, or you're coming out of one. That's just the rotation of life. And our joy is in the Lord, right? But how do we have the full weight of joy? How do we experience it? And how do we have, so we have a lot of this longing that we for more. We have this idea that, we love our lives, right? We love our family. We, like I said, if you do listen to my podcast, I said, we don't really want to chuck it all and move to Bali, although sometimes we feel like might solve our problems. But to share the full weight of joy means to know who we are, to understand, in order to really experience, to have fulfillment, to make impact, to live your full potential. All of these things go into the full weight of joy. And so, what is it? It is knowing whose you are. It's knowing and trusting that you have within you everything that you need in order to experience happiness and joy and fulfillment, that it's nothing outside of us. It is all about knowing our strengths. It is knowing our core values and not even just knowing them. I don't know if you've done those exercises where you like pick them out, but it's like defining it for you. The way I have experienced the full weight of joy, the more I recognize how God wired me, what I have to offer, what is my calling, what do I get fulfillment from, how do I live with the circumstances that I've been given. I have two kids that are not easy. I love them to death. Like, I love them and would do everything for them. And they are challenging. If you know the Enneagram, I have an 8 and a 4, which alone is challenging, just as they're learning about themselves. But then added on top that they see the world fundamentally different. And so they're constantly at each other with no like compassion towards, oh, maybe you just see things different. So like, it's not easy parenting these two kids, but I also rest in the fact that these are the two kids God gave me and he doesn't make mistakes. So I know that they're, you know, this life that I have is the one that is for me. And by resting in that, it's like, okay, if I know that I'm not here by accident, if I know that I am here and it's some by my choices, others by choices that were made for me. And then I got to decide how I was going to react and respond and live through those choices. But if I am here with this, how can I experience the full weight of joy? How can I experience joy no matter the circumstance, no matter the trial, no matter the up? Like, how do I truly enjoy the blessings that are coming my way? How do I recognize them? And when I stopped looking outside of myself, when I stopped searching for, okay, like, what else do I need to learn? Or what else do I need to do? And I started getting quiet and I started really asking, like, what does God have for me? He's gotten me this far. I know he's not leaving me here. When I asked that and I started getting really, really clear on my gifts, my talents, my strengths, when I recognized my core motivations, when I looked at my core avoidances, when I put some rumble strips up, so I now know, like, okay, I'm getting a little stressed. How do I handle this? When I started understanding why I do what I do, and then deciding, okay, which of these are serving me and which of these can I set down because I no longer need that protection? That's when I started experiencing the full weight of joy. That's when I recognized that, okay, no matter what comes my way, I'm an overcomer. That's when I knew, okay, these are the boundaries that I need to put up because these are my values, my priorities that God has put on them, on my heart, and really sunk into the core of who I am. So by recognizing those and taking the steps to actually write them down, at that point, I started to recognize that I was experiencing the full weight of joy. And it's not because everything is going swimmingly. It's not because everything's terrible and I'm just putting on some rose-colored glasses and I'm just going to pretend like it doesn't exist. Life exists. Life is hard. And God's already equipped you with everything you need in order to survive and thrive. He says that he will restore us. When he, you know, we will grieve, we'll mourn, we'll for a little while, and then he will restore us, which is one of the reasons why my original podcast is called Her Restored Spirit, because I know that God was the one systematically restoring me, showing me things, showing me, like, this is what I put inside of you, and this is how you survive this. This is what I did for you to prepare you for this trial. This is how I never left you. Now, this full weight of joy, I know that I want to live this life to the fullest. I know that I want to live up to my, not only my full potential, which I don't even know what that truly is, but I want to live up to the calling that God has placed on my heart. And I know that you do too. I get to talk with you guys every day, and I get to hear your heart, and it amazes me. I talk about how God highlights things. And one of the things that he highlights for me is opportunities. And I can see strengths before others can. Like, I get to point that out. And it's such a blessing to be able to do that. And it's so exciting because I can get excited when someone's talking and about something. And I'm like, do you not see what just happened? Like, this is your zone of genius. This is where the full weight of joy rests in you. And so if you're looking for more, if there's that heart stir for more, like, put deeper in the comments and let's talk about what it is for you. Because I guarantee going to taking another class or even another Bible study that tells you, walks you through some things, some questions,
Those are great and they help. And I have done lots of them and I love Bible studies like that. And I love personal development. But when I got clear on me, when I started pulling away kind of some of the expectations and some of the things that I had placed and or had others place on me. And I looked at, okay, what am I good at? How did God wire me? What are some of my values? And why does this bother me and this doesn't? Why do I do what I do? And some of the things that I really want, why can't I do that? And the things that I don't want to do, why do I keep doing that? The more we look at those questions from within, and we realize that their answers are already there, we just get to unfold. We get to discover. We get to get curious. And there's no judgment in this. The more we recognize that, the more we get to step into that full weight of joy and really experience a life that has its ups and a lot of downs. But the downs are not as hard when you're like, okay, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be through this. And the ups are even higher because you're like, okay, God, I see what you're doing and I can praise you and I'm not afraid that it's going to be taken away. So if that's what you want to feel, if that's what you want to experience, put deeper in the comments or even better, like just DM me so that way I know that I got your message. And let's talk about what's possible for you. It's not about what's possible for me. It's not about what other people think is possible for you. It's what does God say is possible for you? That's what we get to discover and unfold and have fun with because God is a creator. He made each of us unique. And the crazy part is your strengths, you overlook them because it comes so easy to you. And while the rest of us are watching in awe of how you've accomplished and how you've risen above your circumstances or what you're going through, you handle it with such grace. And you're just like, I don't know why. And the rest of us are like, man, I see you and I'm just inspired by what you're doing. So if you want to know more, you have that feeling that you want more. And it may come a little bit with a little bit of like guilt because I have a great life. Why would I want more? If you want more fulfillment, you want more joy, you want to experience the full weight of joy for you, you want impact, you want to love your life right where you are, like comment deeper and let's chat. And like, let's just see what's possible. All right, well, I'm going to go and start dinner because we all know from yesterday what happens if I'm on here too long and the natives need me. So I'm going to head out and do that. But don't wait. Don't wait to discover and don't have this longing to the point where there's a fear attached to it that you're not good enough or that you're not worthy of the more that you desire. God would not have put it there if you were not capable of it or if it wasn't for you. All right. So with that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to share that. And I hope that you're inspired and you see that the life that you want, the life that's possible for you is only a few questions away. It's only a few moments and it's only an action away. And why wait to start experience the full weight of joy? Why wait to want that more, to start going for it? When God's put it on your heart, it's theirs for you and he's called you to it. So let's explore that. I know in the episode, I talk about, you know, commenting deeper and I would reach out to you. Clearly, this is a podcast episode. We can't do that. However, in the show notes, there's a link, 20 minutes. Let's chat. Let's see what the full weight of joy could look like for you. And stop waiting for the perfect time, the right time, when things get easier, to start experiencing the full weight of joy, to have the impact, to have the fulfillment that you, of your heart's desire. All right, with that,